Fond du Lac County Sheriff's investigators hope getting the word out about a possible Jane Doe murder victim will help lead to her identity. During a press conference Monday, Sheriff Mick Fink gave a possible description of the body found in a wooded area last month by hunters. Fink says the victim is believed to have been between 15 and 21 years old, 4'9" to 5'4" tall, and possibly weighed 110 to 135 pounds. Fink says she was also knock-kneed, pigeon-toed, or both, and would have had a distinctive walk.
We really think that how she carried herself when she walked would have been a distinctive characteristic of hers.
The victim was either white or Hispanic and had light brown or dark blonde hair that was up to 10 to 12 inches in length. She was wearing a black and pink Zoe Beth top and Angels jeans. Police used a woman's mannequin dressed in similar clothing Monday to give reporters an idea of how the victim may have looked. Fink says the idea was to provide a point of reference for someone who might know the woman. However, the model represents a living, breathing human being who someone misses.
When you put that into human feelings, obviously, like I said, she's a human being. Someone out there knows her. She's someone's sister, someone's daughter. Who knows? Someone loves her. And at the very least, we want to get her remains back to her loved ones.
Lieutenant Bill Flood says they are checking with bigger cities on their missing persons cases. However, he says that can take time because on a typical day, cities like Milwaukee can have 400 cases going.
Now, we know that our Jane Doe has been with us for several months. So what they're doing is they're working on boiling that down. And that's just one larger metropolitan area. We're concerned about Chicago, even Minneapolis.
Flood says eventually they will learn who she is and how she died, but it will take time. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.